Thursday. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. What if all you needed was 14 minutes to heal your chronic disease? Maybe 28, because you listened to it twice. Maybe 42, if you listen to it three times, like I've done this morning. This morning, I'm not even setting up the tripod. I'm just walking and talking here because I don't want to take up a lot of time. Because those 14 minutes are not mine. They're not me. Some woman I don't know named Sarah. And in 14 minutes, she goes through her story, which is so beautifully and powerfully told that I've listened to it three times this morning. Now, I like to wake up and I like to go to sleep. I love stories. I love hearing people's tales of their successes or their challenges. Challenges are usually even better, right? Their challenges, their successes, how they got from point A to point B. And if you happen to be going from point A to point B, then you might benefit in some way from their story. Now, Sarah here, she's got so much going on that there is bound to be something in there that you will benefit from. I know I did. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. I have really, really enjoyed. I've got the worst book ever challenge going on. And I've got to say, one of the happiest moments, it's just we're in the first week. One of the happiest moments is Susan has a lesson in there. And it's talking about rituals. And she is fantastic. And she talks about this in a way that I didn't quite even understand. But she can make it so clear. She's talking about rituals and routines and habits. I know habits. I'm a habit guy, right? Every single day. But she had this different twist on it. And then she told her story. She has her presentation about rituals. And now she is part of Worst Book Ever. That is fun. That is collaborating. That is co-creating at its best. So here I am. I'm not going to give you the 14 minutes. I'm going to give you Sarah's 14 minutes. Because I can't do it like she does it. It's her story. And it's either going to resonate with you or not. Maybe after the 14 minutes, you're like, not really for me. I don't really get Sarah. But I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I bet there's something in Sarah's story that is going to resonate with you. And if it doesn't, listen to it again. And what I'm going to do when I get home is I'm going to go analyze structurally, minute by minute, these 14 minutes. And I'm going to write out sort of an analysis of the highlights. And there are so many, it's going to take me a while. But this is the deep dive. This is also where I, if you know anything about me and my work, I really enjoy the one idea, focused, short, concise, to the point piece of information that can turn into knowledge, that can grow into wisdom. This is 14 minutes. There is so much packed into this 14 minutes. You're going to want to hit pause and you're going to want to back up a little bit and hear that thing again. And this is also where I'm to the point where I don't know if we need 14 hours of the course. I don't know if we need the 14-week program. I think we might just need these 14 minutes of Sarah to trigger the action in you that then you turn into a ritual or a habit and you create your own path triggered by Sarah, possibly. But it's probably the only 14 minutes you're going to need to get you rolling. And if you do have a chronic disease, please watch it. And if you have a chronic anything, give it a go. Give us them. Change her words. Her talk about Epstein Barr and Lyme disease and Hashimoto's and all this stuff she's got going on. Turn that into your own challenge. What if your challenge is confidence? What if your challenge isn't health related? What if it's procrastination? It's perfectionism. It's you're just stuck. Change her words into yours. Listen to her story. And then if it doesn't quite sink in, listen to it again. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. It's under 6 minutes here. Go listen for 14 more. That's a total of 20 for your day. And I wish I could guarantee it. I don't guarantee anything. But I can probably say that she has challenged the borders of Repossible. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday Thunder. Lightning is overrated. Lightning is the spark. But what are you going to do with it? Isn't life something like the actions and how you react to them? What are you going to do with these 14 minutes? Sorry, I'm at 6.5. Let's call it an even 21 for your day. All right? Go get a cup of something yummy and sit down, take a walk, and enjoy. Thanks for listening.